Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 5:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, it is a beauty of a day. It is warm. I was just checking that you and I were looking at the temps. 112 feel like temperature in Gulf Breeze right now.
That's miserable.
That's dadgum hot. Yep, that is going to be something we'll be talking about throughout this hour, the weather conditions, what's going on with the moisture moving across the peninsula at this very moment as right. It gets ready to enter to the Gulf of Mexico. We'll talk about that and a lot of other important topics of discussion, but three important things you need to know about this hour. Let's take care of them.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, as we're talking about the weather, tropical moisture is surging east of the Florida peninsula as Invest 93L sets the stage for several days of widespread rain. As the system shifts into the eastern Gulf tomorrow, the NHC has given it a 40% chance of tropical development over the next couple of days. Now, the system is moving westward. It will track well south of Pensacola. The advisory includes Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
And the Escambia School Board is voting today on updates to its challenged books policy. The policy modifications come after the school board voted to remove banned and challenged books from the Escambia Public Schools media centers. Once approved, the updated policies will classify the school board's decisions on challenged books.
And the third story this hour, and it was quite a contentious weekend when it comes to people saying what really set them off about the Blues show.
Yeah.
And one of that was those high parking fees that some people were charging on the island. 86%, I worked these out here, 86% of locals say the high cost of parking at the show will stop them from attending future events. It was the number one complaint this past weekend. Some attendees paid hundreds of dollars for a spot, and now locals want to know why that happened. Escambia Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger announced a plan on Monday addressing traffic congestion at the beach. She emphasized the need to optimize the Casino Beach parking lot, 515. Kind of zipping along here, Austin Price, looking at our weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. Also have some on the Var Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And, got a lot of backups developing on Highway 29. This is going to be if you're traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. And I-10 is still looking miserable if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Last major spot is going to be the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. As for your weather, sitting at around 97 degrees officially. Heat index has it as at around 104. As for tonight, going to be a low of 78. Next several days do have highs dwindling down a little bit as rainfall chances creep up.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, we finally heard from the mayor's office regarding the sudden departure of former police chief Eric Randall last week. Mayor Reeves said the online conspiracy theories surrounding Randall's replacement, just not true. There were no behavior issues related to the decision. Here's Mayor Reeves.
While I understand this decision may have seemed abrupt externally, if you know me well, we don't make decisions flippantly or without data. I was elected to work for the 55,000 people who live here. In this strong mayor form of government, to serve our constituents effectively, my primary function is to serve and lead the 850 people who work for the city of Pensacola, including the 170 sworn officers among the 230 PPD employees.
Okay, and then it was time to hear from the new acting PD, Chief Captain Christian Brown.
I have worked for the city at the Pensacola Police Department for over 29 years, and this is an unbelievable, unexpected honor that I get to hold this position and see my coworkers, brothers and sisters, and other members of the department and the city grow with us as we go through this transition.
All right.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, the President Biden auto pin story is a case of staff gone wild. That's what Senator Ashley Moody told Fox Business yesterday. She was commenting on a New York Times report that Biden approved allowing staff to use the auto pin to sign pardons and commutations. Moody calls the story shocking, and she says the Judiciary Committee will look into it further. She adds, this may go beyond pardons and commutations, and everything needs to be looked at.
Alrighty, a Florida man who has earned the nickname The Nail Bandit is charged with sabotaging fire rescue vehicles in Florida. Gary Baumgarten has the report.
Say that over a two-year period, 72-year-old John Allen Starnes repeatedly went out and placed sharp objects under rescue truck tires. They say he was finally nailed in his last act of sabotage. The Okeechobee County Sheriff's Department says he used nails, tacks, and other sharp objects in his tire-deflating spree. The sheriff says Starnes had some kind of beef with the county fire department. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And a convicted killer is dealing with a setback in his attempt to spare his own life. Orange Osceola State Attorney Monique Worrell announced yesterday that Tommy Ziegler will remain on death row. He killed his wife and others in Winter Garden almost 50 years ago now. He argued DNA evidence should be enough to free him from death row, but Worrell says that after reviewing testing done on blood on Ziegler's clothing the night of the murders, there's room for disagreement. The Tampa Bay Times reports a judge could decide to hold a hearing to discuss the evidence.
Well, Austin, Florida is among the most expensive states, ranked number 13 when it comes to child care costs. This is a tough topic here because child care costs are just out of the world. According to the study, the average monthly cost in Florida ranges from around $700 to $1,000 a month. That's the low end, and I'm speaking from experience here.
Right.
Parents of infants pay even more with an annual cost of $9,000 a year. Again, the low end. Around 10% of married couples' average income in the state goes toward child care costs.
And there have been more shark sightings along the East Coast, and one study could explain why. Researchers at New York's Stony Brook University have been following over 150 tagged sharks for the past 5 years. They say rising sea temperatures are causing some species to linger along the East Coast into the fall months. Scientists say climate change is disturbing the ecosystem and conservation efforts.
Okay, a Florida congresswoman introducing a bill that would give undocumented immigrants working in the U.S. an opportunity to stay right here in the good old U.S. of A.
Ooh.
Jeff Manasso has the report on News Radio 92.3.
Republican Congresswoman Maria Salazar introducing a bipartisan migrant dignity bill that she tells Fox and Friends does not provide amnesty or a path to citizenship, but would allow migrants working and living in the U.S. the opportunity to continue doing so.
Who have been here for more than 5 years, that have been contributing to the economy, who do not have a criminal record, and those people are the ones who deserve some type of dignity.
Rep. Salazar's bill would also include a 1% tax on migrant salaries over 7 years, with no federal tax dollars being spent on insurance or other programs for migrants. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
As I live and breathe, it is 5:20 on the dot here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who is Jesus? Some people say he was a prophet or a rabbi. Some say he was just an interesting historical figure. Really, the question, who is Jesus, is the most important question facing mankind. He wasn't just Jesus of Nazareth, but he was more than that. The Bible explains that he is Jesus the Christ. He is the Anointed One, the Messiah. Jesus isn't just a prophet, but he is the prophet. He is the one that Isaiah prophesied would be born of a virgin. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Who is Jesus? The best answer is, He is God. I encourage you to rejoice in Him and give your life to Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, meet your friends and neighbors downtown for this month's Gallery Night. This time, it's swinging into the arts. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more info. The Roaring in Pink fundraiser and social event is Saturday at Culinary Productions on Wright Street. Fun, food, wine, and inspiration, with proceeds benefiting cancer research and support. See Roar Performing Arts on Facebook. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
A little bit of Lenny Kravitz never hurt anybody. That's the way I feel about it. 5:23. It's a beautiful afternoon. Thanks for having us on. President Trump tallying the results of June's Consumer Price Index. Not so bad. I think it was kind of evened out there. Wasn't bad, though. Max Gordon has the report.
With inflation increasing, analysts currently predict the Federal Reserve will maintain current rates. The Fed has been taking a wait-and-see approach, and President Trump hasn't liked that. He posted on Truth Social, consumer prices low, bring down the Fed rate now. He also had some harsh words yesterday for Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, saying that rates should be below 1%. President Trump has even gone so far as to call for Powell to resign, but Powell will likely need to see that inflation is under control before signing off on rate cuts. The Bureau of Labor Statistics June Consumer Price Index data showing inflation rose to 2.7% year-over-year last month. That's compared to 2.4% year-over-year in May and 2.3% in April.
Okay, 5:24, News Radio 92.3. We definitely are watching the money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky's in with the numbers.
Stocks finishing mixed following an inflation reading that was relatively tame but still ticked up slightly in June from May. The consumer price index rising 2.7% in June annually, and core PCI excluding food and energy was up 2.9%. The data is unlikely to sway the Fed's course of interest rates. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were lower except for tech, which boosted the tech-heavy NASDAQ for a new record close. The Dow winners, Apple, Microsoft, which notched a record high, and NVIDIA, the Dow decliners, American Express, Goldman Sachs, and Home Depot. The Dow falling 436 points, the NASDAQ up 37, S&P 500 down 25. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price. Looking at that weather and local traffic together, this is News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Compassion International. Thousands of kids in poverty have waited over a year for a sponsor. End their wait today. You can become a Compassion sponsor by texting radio to 83393. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Got some backups on I-10. We've been telling you about this. If you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, we do have some backups there still. And they're actually worsening to the point to where backups are bleeding onto the ramp back onto I-110 north. So be on the lookout for that. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. Also have some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess. Last major spot that's not usual is Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. As for your weather locally here, 97 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Over the course of the next few days, highs are going to creep down. Rain chances are going to creep up.
Yeah, and tropical moisture is surging over the Florida Peninsula as we speak this afternoon. It's now Invest 93L setting the stage for several days of widespread rain. By the way, that system shifts into the eastern Gulf. That will happen tomorrow. In our weather, Austin just kind of laid it out there for you. But let me tell you, up north in the northeast, they got some problems. The northeast getting pounded by heavy rain with more storms on the way. Haley Meyer has details from Plainfield, New Jersey.
The Northeast got rocked yesterday evening as a slow-moving cold front moved through the region, creating New York City's second wettest hour on record, only coming in second place to Ida. Floodwaters across New Jersey rose up to 10 feet. North Plainfield got hit exceptionally hard with rising creeks and rivers. Multiple homeowners reporting feet of water inside of their homes and businesses. Unfortunately, two fatalities were reported in Plainfield, New Jersey. Now, the unfortunate truth is we have even more rain coming towards the Northeast over the next few days. Isolated showers and thunderstorms are possible today, but only get amplified over the next few days. In Plainfield, New Jersey, Haley Meyer, Fox Weather.
And President Trump says the U.S. is destined to be the world's number one superpower in AI. He spoke at the inaugural Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit earlier this afternoon. The event brought together some of the top leaders and investors in energy and artificial intelligence. He announced $90 billion worth of private investments in AI and energy in Pennsylvania.
New report out today alleges former President Biden's chief of staff authorized the use of an auto pen for issuing preemptive pardons. This was for officials like former White House health advisor Anthony Fauci. Well, Senator Rand Paul is calling on the DOJ to launch an investigation into Mr. Fauci.
Will they try to backpedal and say Biden was somehow involved? I think that's what they'll try. But an auto pen pardon, preemptive pardon, there's a lot to go on here. The only way we could actually get this into court is hopefully the DOJ would do their job, indict Anthony Fauci for the felony of lying to Congress, and then take it to court.
And two familiar names are early favorites for the 2028 presidential election. A recent poll released by Echelon Insights found former VP Kamala Harris and Vice President J.D. Vance as frontrunners for their respective parties. Harris received 26% of support among Democrats and Democratic-leading voters in a presidential primary survey, while Vance received 43% support among Republicans.
It's usually a who's who of defense and security, and it began today, but the Defense Department pulled all of its expected speakers from the annual Aspen Security Forum. Jessica Rosenthal has more on News Radio 92.3.
Monday, a day before the summit began, the Pentagon announced it was pulling out of the Aspen Security Forum. The DOD said in a statement they will no longer be participating in an event that promotes the evil of globalism, disdain for our great country, and hatred for the president. Big names were expected, like Admiral Samuel Paparo, commander of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command. A fireside chat called Building the Arsenal of Innovation with the Pentagon CTO is now a chat with Special Presidential Envoy for Hostage Response, Adam Bowler. He works out of the State Department. The Aspen Institute said in a statement, it's unfortunate the Pentagon's opted not to participate, but that their invitation remains open. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, before flying out of PNS today, check your flight status, especially if Central or South Florida is your destination. A lot of flight cancellations going in because of the weather. Of course it's because of the weather. All right, coming up in 5 minutes, we'll look at some sports for you. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump speaking today at the Pennsylvania Energy and Innovation Summit says the United States is on track to compete with China in AI development.
We believe that America's destiny is to dominate every industry and be the first in every technology. And that includes being the world's number one superpower in artificial intelligence. And we are way ahead of China, I have to say.
Well, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they're getting attacked. ICE agents are when carrying out raids intended to detain undocumented migrants. Senator Eric Schmidt on Fox Business says the Senate's working on a bill that would double the penalties for those who assault these agents.
These men and women have families. They're enforcing the laws of the United States. They're doing very dangerous work. They're going into tough neighborhoods and helping deport people who, you know, are violent gang members who've raped and murdered people.
Some Democrats argue they're violating the Constitution. America's listening to Fox News.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House.
David's Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
I'll return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, tropical moisture is surging east of the Florida Peninsula as Invest 93L sets the stage for several days of widespread rain along the peninsula. As the system shifts into the eastern Gulf tomorrow, the NHC is giving it a 40% chance of tropical development over the next 2 days. The system, moving westward, will track well south of Pensacola. The advisory also includes the states Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
Okay, and the number two story we're following, the Escambia School Board voting today on updates to its challenge books policy. Now, the policy modifications come after the school board voted to remove banned and challenge books from the Escambia Public Schools media centers. Once approved, the updated policies will classify the school board's decisions on challenged books.
And your third top story this afternoon. 86% of locals say the high cost of parking at the Beach Air Show will stop them from attending future events. It was the number one complaint this past weekend. Some attendees paid hundreds of dollars for a spot, and the locals are wanting to know why they did that. Escambia Commissioner Ashley Hoffberger announced a plan on Monday addressing traffic congestion at the beach. She emphasized the need to optimize the Casino Beach parking lot.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a Central man is recovering after being shot in his bedroom. Happened early this morning around 3:20 in the 1600 block of Ashford Alley. Scampi deputies confirming the victim was asleep when the bedroom door opened and shots were fired. Here's Sheriff Chip Simmons.
You know, we get reports like this and it's like, that doesn't sound random to me, you know, but we are investigating it. And obviously we'll look at it is to see if the suspect is someone that knows the victim or if there's some sort of connection to that home.
The victim told investigators he didn't see the suspect when he was actually shot.
And plans for a new Costco store on Nine Mile Road have advanced. Tampa-based Thomas Engineering has submitted a 42-page permit of construction drawings to the Escambia County Development Review Committee. As of last month, though, the project is still under review pending state regulatory approvals.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The 2025 MLB Home Run Derby kicking off All-Star Week in Atlanta on Monday, and Cal Raleigh of the Seattle Mariners proving why he leads the league in home runs this season.
And he goes deep to center! Gone!
courtesy of ESPN. Coming into the Derby on Monday, Raleigh's 38 homers before the All-Star break was the second most all-time behind Barry Bonds, who hit 39 back in 2001. But last night, Raleigh smacked 54 homers over the wall in three rounds, outlasting the field and winning the Home Run Derby, becoming the first catcher to ever win the competition.
It means the world, you know. I could hit zero home runs and I would have had just as much fun, so I just can't believe it won. It's unbelievable.
It's courtesy of ESPN. Raleigh also becoming the first Seattle Mariner to win the Derby since Ken Griffey Jr., who won the competition three times in his career. The competition last night is part of the buildup to the 2025 MLB All-Star Game tonight on Fox, and it will be a homecoming of sorts for some former Atlanta Braves players who will return as All-Stars for their new teams. Los Angeles Dodgers first baseman Freddie Freeman and New York Yankees pitcher Max Fried will suit up for their respective squads. The National League hosting the American League, and the NL will try to win the Midsummer Classic as the home team for the first time since 2011 when the game was hosted by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Coverage gets underway tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern on Fox. And some news breaking in the NBA on Monday. Philadelphia 76ers star Paul George undergoing arthroscopic knee surgery to treat an injury he recently suffered during a workout. The 35-year-old will now begin a rehab program and will be reevaluated before the start of training camp in September. George played only 41 games last season while dealing with a number of injuries. It's the fifth time in 6 years he's played fewer than 60 games. It's game on with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Tony Genualdo.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And also going on in the sports scene, Chris, I was telling you about this last hour. Man, I mean, once the WNBA hit that new ground of popularity with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and them, they just have not looked back.
I know the story you're getting ready to say, but I tell you, I'm disappointed because New Orleans was not on that list.
Yeah, yeah. He'll know what he's talking about right now. Portland's expansion WNBA team now has a name, and it's a familiar one. The team will be known as the Portland Fire. That was a WNBA franchise back in the early 2000s. This new version of the Fire will begin play next season with the Toronto Tempo. And you may remember last month, the WNBA announced that teams will be added in Cleveland, Detroit, and Philly between 2028 and 2030. Not Louisiana or New Orleans, hence Chris's dismay.
Maybe you just got a misprint there. Maybe they just left it off there.
Denial's a hell of a drug, Chris.
I do like the WNBA, I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very exciting. NFL Hall of Famer John Elway will not be facing any charges as the death of his former agent, Jeff Spurbeck, is ruled an accident. It was a golf cart accident. A very strange accident. Marianne Rafferty has more on the report from News Radio 92.3.
62-year-old Spurbeck reportedly fell off a golf cart, striking his head on asphalt, and died days later at a hospital in Palm Springs. Elway was at the wheel. The NFL Hall of Famer wrote in a statement to ESPN following the incident. He says, quote, "There are no words to truly express the profound sadness I feel with the sudden loss of someone who has meant so much to me. Jeff will be deeply missed for the loyalty, wisdom, friendship, and the love he brought into my life and the lives of so many others." The Riverside County Sheriff's Office releasing a statement saying they determined that the incident was a tragic accident with no evidence of criminal activity or intent.
And lastly here, training camp kicks off this week for many NFL teams. Rookies report for the Dolphins today, the Jaguars on Saturday, and the Buccaneers next Monday. All three teams will have full squads gather a week from today.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute. Last time I checked, Hugh Freeze is the head football coach at Auburn, but right now I only see headlines about his golf game, which is bad news for him. And in 2 years on the job with Auburn, Freeze has compiled an 11-14 record, going 6-7 year one and 5-7 a season ago. This is a huge year for Hugh Freeze, and my expectations aren't high for Auburn, as I think they'll be at best a 7-win team, so Hugh will have plenty of time to golf come next year, because I think Auburn will cut ties with him after this season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two brake rotors. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
You know, one of the things I like at nighttime before I go to bed, I like ice cream. I love ice cream. And this is a story about ice cream. Some of the makers are planning to phase out artificial dyes from their products over the next few years. Don't touch the butter pecan. Please don't touch that. Alexandria Hoff has more on the story.
This is the latest voluntary move by an industry. It includes 40 companies who produce about 90% of the nation's ice cream. Now, the seven dyes being phased out of the ice cream industry mirror Secretary Kennedy's goal of eliminating petroleum-based color additives in the food supply by 2026. This comes as the FDA announces the approval of another new natural dye, a blue that comes from the gardenia plant. So consumer demand has clearly shifted from artificial colors as they have been loosely linked to hyperactivity in children. The literal roots of U.S. nutrition will today be discussed as Senator Roger Marshall and Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins host an Ag Roundtable that's part of the MAHA movement, seeing how it all fits together.
And you were talking about how you like ice cream, but that is so yesterday, Chris. Nicotine pouches.
Yeah.
That's all the rage, growing in popularity.
Really?
But so are accidental poisonings. Kids are getting their mouths onto sweet-tasting products, making them sick. Dr. Sean Varney, who heads the South Texas Poison Center, says they get calls all the time regarding nicotine exposure to kids, and he says it requires emergency care. A new study in the journal Pediatrics shows that the rate of accidental poisonings linked to nicotine pouches increased by nearly 800% from 2020 to 2023.
I like this story. Three U.S. senators are urging the Trump administration to get behind a push to raise the mandatory retirement age for pilots. It's 65 years old. And in my opinion, they're still young people. So I think they should extend that. Tanya J. Powers, what do you have to say for it?
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, Senate Majority Leader John Thune, and Democratic Senator Mark Kelly sent a letter to Secretary of State Marco Rubio urging him to advocate at the International Civil Aviation Organization, an agency of the UN, for raising the mandatory pilot retirement age. In 2023, Congress rejected a push that would have raised it from 65 to 67 years old. International rules prevent pilots older than 65 from flying in most countries outside the U.S. The Airline Pilots Association is pushing back on the idea, saying that it could cause airline scheduling and pilot training issues, as well as require reopening pilot contract talks. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, here's a way to clear the congressional chambers. A Democratic congresswoman from Washington State proposing cognitive tests for members of Congress. Well, that goes half of them, right? But they wouldn't know it anyway. Lauren Simonetti has more on the details from Washington.
Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is trying to convince fellow members of Congress, hey, let's put criteria in place to test their cognitive ability when it's needed. She was one of the first to say President Biden should drop out of the race, and she now argues that the aging of lawmakers from the executive branch on down is making the American people think the country's being run by staffers. The median age of members of the House of Representatives, 57.5 years old. 84 congressmen are older than 70. In the Senate, median age, about 65. Glusenkamp-Perez's amendment, it was voted down overwhelmingly.
Well, I will tell you this. Whenever you do see Jim Cantore show up on your beach, you know you got a problem. Or a potential problem.
Yay.
Same going with Mike Seidel. He's with Fox Weather, and he's now over on Biloxi Beach. So right. I'm sure if the folks over in Biloxi see him wandering around, they're thinking, oh, might be something coming.
Yeah.
And there might be something coming. Okay, it is now 5:45. Let's take it out. We'll do a snapshot locally here for you. Austin Price is in with the traffic and weather this afternoon.
Well, luckily, at around this time, every afternoon, evening, pre-evening, whatever you want to call it, we do see a lot of the congestion starting to die down. And that appears to be the case now, but there are still some places giving us trouble. I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, looking kind of rough. Same can be said with Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. And got some backups on Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for your local weather, 97 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Rainfall chances increase over the next few days with the highs creeping down.
Wet conditions expected over much of the U.S., including Florida. Janice Dean has the Fox Weather Forecast.
Heavy rain and flash flooding will be an issue for the next few days across the country, including the Mid-Atlantic and the Appalachians through Wednesday. The Midwest and Plain states are active with thunderstorms and heavy rain, which could lead to flooding, and a tropical disturbance over Florida heading into the Gulf will bring several inches of rain through the weekend, especially for Florida's west coast. Summer heat and humidity spreading across much of the eastern U.S. over the next few days. Fox Weather has all of your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Inflation ticked up slightly for the month of June. Jenny Casola kind of lays it out for us.
The consumer price index rose 0.3% in June from May, up just 0.2% for core CPI, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in June, the CPI was up 2.7% and the core reading up 2.9%. Though some of the readings are slightly higher than previous CPI reports, the numbers matched or were not as severe as economists were predicting. Inflation measured by the CPI rose to 9.1% in June of 2022. The highest level in almost 41 years. The Federal Reserve meets at the end of this month, but most economists do not expect an interest rate cut that soon. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now, where today the Tesla's top sales executive in North America has left the company, the latest high-level departure at the automaker that's facing a steep drop in sales. Citing people familiar with the matter, the Wall Street Journal says Troy Jones, vice president of sales service and delivery in Tesla's largest market, has departed after 15 years at the electric car company. This just weeks after a top aide to chief executive Elon Musk also left. Tesla shares today slid nearly 2%. A piece of Mars is up for auction tomorrow, and it just may fetch an out-of-this-world price. There are only a few hundred officially recognized Martian meteorites on Earth, and this one, NWA 16788, is the largest known one. Sotheby's projects the 54-pound piece of the red planet will go for somewhere between $2 and $4 million. Stocks ended the Tuesday session mostly lower. The S&P 500 slipped 24 points. The Dow Industrial skidded 436. The Nasdaq, though, rose. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, you heard the report about Tesla and their sales kind of slipping here. Well, Tesla's got other problems. Their autopilot system is in the legal spotlight. Tom Rigotti has the story for us.
A jury in Miami will have to decide if Elon Musk's company is to blame for the 2019 death of a college student after a runaway Tesla sent her flying 75 feet through the air and severely injured her boyfriend. Lawyers for the plaintiff argue the autopilot system should have warned the driver and braked when his car blew through flashing red lights, a stop sign, and a T-intersection at nearly 70 miles an hour. Tesla blames the driver for reaching for a dropped cell phone. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And the average price for a dozen eggs is declining for the third month in a row. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics data, consumers are paying $3.77 for eggs, which is down from March's record high carton costs. Bird flu outbreaks in January and February caused the average price to skyrocket in March, but cases of the avian flu are more controlled now.
All right, the Senate is set to vote on legislation that would regulate stable coins. That's a type of cryptocurrency. Lauren Simonetti has the details on News Radio 92.3.
Fireworks expected at the end of the week when the House votes on the Senate's Genius Act on stablecoins. President Trump today says, quote, the Genius Act is going to put our great nation light years ahead of China, Europe, and all others. Stablecoins have been described as the iPhone moment for the financial sector, when developers realize their scale and how they can modernize the traditional financial system. Shira Shear is the head of payments at the Solana Foundation.
These are digital dollars. Blockchains are decentralized and permissionless infrastructure, which affords a lot of the benefits to stablecoins because they can be passed without intermediaries or controls or fees.
In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox Business.
And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the process to pick a new chairman of the Fed is underway. Jerome Powell's term is not set to end until 2026, but the formal process to select his successor is already starting. Bessent's comments come as Powell faces growing pressure from the White House for him to step aside early. The Treasury Secretary says he is part of the decision-making process, but noted selection is ultimately the president's decision and the process will move at his speed.
It's what you call being in the hot seat there, Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Very iffy future for him. or Mr. Powell. President Trump says he's made a deal with Indonesia's leader on tariffs and trade. There you go. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
Products imported from Indonesia will be subject to a 19% tariff as part of a new trade agreement President Trump says he has reached with the Southeast Asian country.
We have full access to Indonesia, everything. As you know, Indonesia is very strong on copper, but we have full access to everything.
The president says U.S. exports to Indonesia will not be tariffed. The agreement would mean a considerably lower charge for Indonesian goods. The country was facing a 32% tariff on August 1st without a new deal. Since announcing reciprocal tariffs back in April, the Trump administration has announced only a handful of new trade agreements. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Attention boaters! Marine Max Pensacola invites you to Cheeseburger in Paradise, a two-day raft-up event on the beautiful shores of Fort McRae. This Friday and Saturday, get ready for loads of fun in the sun, complimentary cheeseburgers from Southern Grits Culinary, and live entertainment from Ben Lofton and the family. Don't miss the event of the summer, brought to you by Marine Max Pensacola, your premier Grady White, Boston Whaler, Sea Ray, and Aquila dealer. Register today at marinemax.com.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
.55 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. What I can tell you, Austin's getting ready to leap into the traffic and weather here in just a second. Tropical moisture surging east of the Florida Peninsula as we speak. Just got this in a few minutes ago. The system is now Invest 93L, setting the stage for several days of widespread rain. So get ready for that. It'll be moving into the eastern Gulf tomorrow. Austin Price in with the weather and traffic together.
Thank you very much, sir. We've only got three issues giving us trouble right now. That's going to be Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, 97 degrees, low of 78. The next few days are going to see some rainfall chances increase, but the good side of that is that we're going to see some of these highs finally creep down.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, Beyonce has been robbed. Okay. That gets your attention, I'm sure.
Not of a Grammy.
Well, no. Some of the pop star's most sensitive files were stolen in a smash and grab. She had lyrics. She had everything. All the background music. Everything in there.
Right.
It was in Atlanta. They, like I said, they busted the windows out. The creeps probably didn't even know it was her, you know, of stuff of value. I mean, a couple of computers were in there, things like that. For a full explanation, here's Michelle Pollino.
Unreleased music and confidential materials belonging to Beyonce were stolen from a rental car in Atlanta, according to a police report filed by her choreographer and a dancer. The theft took place July 8th, just 2 days before Beyonce's four-night run at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Among the items taken, 5 thumb drives containing unreleased tracks, video footage, tour plans, and set lists. The Atlanta Police Department said that an arrest warrant has been secured for a suspect, though no name has been released. According to the report, the trunk window of their Jeep Wagoneer was smashed, and 2 suitcases were gone. Also stolen, 2 MacBooks, Apple headphones, designer clothes, and accessories. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
And Elon Musk's artificial intelligence company xAI is apologizing after anti-Semitic posts from a chatbot on X. The AI company apologized on X for what it called the horrific behavior of the Grok chatbot, saying its intent was for the bot to provide helpful and truthful responses to users. xAI then went to blame the cause of the posts of an update to a code path. The posts ranged from alleging that there were patterns behind the roles of Jewish people in Hollywood to just straight up praising Hitler.
I am a big Neil Diamond fan, and he surprised fans with a rare performance 7 years after announcing his retirement because of Parkinson's disease. Michelle Pollino moves in with the latest.
Neil Diamond made a rare public appearance Saturday night, surprising audiences at the Pantages Theater in Los Angeles during a performance of A Beautiful Noise, the Neil Diamond musical. 7 years after retiring from touring following his Parkinson's diagnosis, the 84-year-old music legend led an impromptu sing-along of his iconic hit Sweet Caroline from the audience to thunderous cheers. The Beautiful Noise tour runs at the Pantages through July 27th. The musical traces Diamond's life and music. It debuted on Broadway in 2022 and wrapped up its New York run in June of last year. Since his 2018 diagnosis, Diamond has largely stayed out of the spotlight. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
You know, you can occasionally go into a sports bar or something like that, and the folks will start singing Sweet Caroline. It just, and they bust out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
Great song. Shake up at one of BBC's most popular and longest-running shows. Lillian Wu has the report on News Radio 92.3.
The BBC officially parts ways with Greg Wallace, who'd been a judge and host of MasterChef.
100 contestants who dream of becoming a professional chef.
The British public service broadcaster saying it finds Wallace's return to MasterChef is untenable after an investigation substantiated 45 of the 83 claims made against him, including several instances of inappropriate sexual language and humor and one claim of unwelcome physical contact. Wallace, who says late autism diagnosis helped him understand how he's perceived, also apologizing for any distress caused, but also pointing out none of the serious allegations against him were upheld. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Okay, thinking about buying or selling a home, here's your mortgage news numbers. 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.83%. That 15-year at 6.03%. Coming up in about 12 minutes, more information on News Radio 92.3.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.